Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You know what day it is?
It's Tuesday here. What day is it there?
Day after Labor Day.
You know what that means?
Please, tell me.
It's Telephone Tuesday.
Huh. Didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Oh, my God. Who do we have to thank for this?
Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone.
Who are you going to call?
Who are you going to call?
Happy Telephone Tuesday.
It's showtime.
Yeah, happy Telephone Tuesday. That's so cool.
I know, and everybody under 30 is going, what?
The telephone?
Who?
I got a dial?
That's dumb.
702-739-9636. That's the number you dial.
Yes.
Or punch in.
Right.
Whatever generation you're from.
Touch on your phone.
And you don't do this.
Speed
you do
dial.
This.
Yes.
So, show number 1958, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up. 6:08, along with our producer, Morty. And I'm so proud of you, Carla. You got back up on the shoe horse.
I did.
And tried it again. This is the first time that Carla is wearing the shoes.
Yeah.
That she fell in.
These are the ones right here. I have not worn them in 2 weeks. And 2 weeks ago today, as a matter of fact, went down, took the tumble.
When that award-winning video came out.
And I pulled them out today, and I thought, oh, God, okay, I'm going to try. But I walk as if I'm marching now, so I lift my feet real high. When I talked to somebody who used to work here, and he said, why is that rug still there? I said, well, you know, in case it's wet or something. Yeah. It's not, it's Vegas, it's not wet.
With all the rain we have.
Yes, exactly.
And like your parents used to say to you as a kid,
pick up
your feet.
Pick up your feet and wipe your feet before
wipe your
you come
feet
in.
And pick up your feet.
I know. And I'm trying. I'm trying to pick up my feet real high when I walk now. I feel like a big dope. It's like, what are you leading a parade or something? Yes, I am.
Somebody throw her a baton.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I'm the grand marshal of my own parade.
Grab your kazoos and let's all march. So she doesn't feel weird.
I look like an idiot, but I don't care. I'm not falling again. God.
At least you're healthy.
Jeez.
Cloudy and windy today with the high of only 86.
Is that, you believe that?
And tomorrow they say 89. I'll tell you what's weird.
The apocalypse.
It's warmer now than the high is going to be a little bit later on this afternoon. So it's 90 now, but the high expected is 86.
We're going to go down to the high.
You know what? As long as the smoke is gone.
I know.
And with that wind, we can only keep our fingers crossed. So
I know it.
Let's see what happens today. Here we go. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
The Batman, Robert Pattinson, he indeed tested positive for COVID. We mentioned last week it might be him on the set. Well, it's him. Some production still happening. Anything they say they can shoot that doesn't involve him will go ahead. So his body double is shooting a bunch of those scenes now. For any of you who think, oh, look what he's doing. Oh, my God. No, he's not. He's not doing any of that. Body double, the stunt guys get to do all the real stuff, all the fun stuff. The aim is to get as much done as possible before he returns, and then they can hopefully get through the rest of it. And, you know, with nobody else getting sick on the set.
So any shot after the movie's out, any shot from the back of Batman's head or him running away or stuff like that, that will be the body double.
Right, exactly. Okay. I have a friend. We both have a friend. You remember Winston?
Yes.
Over at Catch a Rising Star. She was Stockard Channing's body double in Greece.
Really?
Yes. Shimmying down the drain pipe is where you can actually see her really
well.
Now,
see, I'm going to have to watch that again.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, she's her body double in pretty much anything. And Stockard was doing something else at the time, too. So Winston did a lot of that.
Oh, my God.
Winston, our old friend Winston O'Rourke. She's still around. Love her to death. Yep. Watch it again and you'll go, oh my God, yes, yes. For what it's worth, Britain's Sun tabloid, now sometimes they're right, a lot of times they're wrong. They're claiming David and Victoria Beckham secretly caught the coronavirus while partying. They've been just partying like nothing's going on here in the U.S. and in the U.K. prior to all of that. And they're worried that they are super spreaders. They're worried that they've given it to a lot of other people. So, and they probably have, if that's what you're doing. Stay in. Stay in, you rich people. Shut up. Go back in your house. You got a big old house. Why? Why do you have to leave?
I have no idea.
Why? Novak Djokovic. A couple of sports updates.
Oh, boy. Did you see this?
I saw it. I was watching it. Yeah, it's like he just beamed the line judge. He got mad and he hit a tennis ball. Well, it hit the judge in the neck. Ugh. The line's woman right in the neck. She's going to be fine, but he was disqualified.
Ow.
And he pulled a McEnroe big time.
Yeah.
And also, if you didn't know this already, Cam Newton officially named the New England Patriots starting quarterback. He's got some big uggs to fill, my friends. So we'll see how he does with that. And a big happy birthday to one of Mike's favorites, Wiz Khalifa. Turns 33 years old today.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was just wondering if you were going to say anything.
Yeah, I didn't know if you knew. Here, Mike, we'll let it go out with this one for you right there. There you go. Mike likes the Wiz.
Sad song,
I know. Well, it's everybody knows this
one. Yeah, it's the Wiz. You just want to move your head.
You do. You want a bob. You just want a bob. Sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Especially if you turn up the bass.
Right? Now I see you in a better
place. See you in a better place. All right, that's enough.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
Suck on that.
KKLZ.
Always a phone call away on National Phone Call Day. 702-739-9636. If you want, you can text that number as well. 639, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. When I saw this story, Carla, I thought of Morty. Not because you like Jelly Belly, but the contest itself.
Oh.
So the creator of Jelly Belly is retiring and giving away a candy factory, but he's doing it Willy Wonka style.
Yeah.
I'm in.
So this is so you. And again, I don't even know if you like Jelly Belly, but
I love Jelly Bellies.
The contest alone has your name written all over it. Here they are talking about it.
We are doing the goldticket.com treasure hunt.
It's going to be a treasure hunt across the whole entire country where we're going to be hiding these right here. We've already hidden quite a few of them. We're going to be hiding them in every state.
With the possibility of winning $5,000.
We're going to have the ultimate treasure hunt where the winner will be receiving a key to our candy, one of our candy factories. We're looking for you, Charlie, out there.
So that's Mr. Jelly Belly and his business partner.
Dawn, our listener Dawn, it sounds like,
yeah,
actually.
Exactly.
Yes, Dawn.
And there he is puffing on his cigar.
Wow.
And he's retiring, so they're going to do it Willy Wonka style.
That's awesome.
So does someone get the factory at the end?
That's great.
I don't know if they actually get the factory.
Or just $5,000.
Well, all right, that's fine.
The key to the factory.
Yeah. You don't
and $5,000.
You don't want to run that place.
No.
You know? You just take the money and run.
Listen, you can barely get off the couch as it is.
I have so many Jelly Belly flavor ideas, though.
Yeah, I saw that episode of Six Feet Under. I don't want to watch that. I do not want to see that.
If you're a Jelly Belly fan, that's what's happening. Laura's on the phone from Henderson. Laura, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm craving these Jelly Bellies because they're almost better than chocolate, which you cannot believe.
Yeah, so they are pretty good.
And Morty, you said you had some Jelly Belly flavor ideas. Like
Yeah. Like strawberry cheesecake, graham cracker. Like,
yeah. I like that. Because when they came out with
green tea.
But when they came out with like buttered popcorn, I thought, ooh, that's weird.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
I know. I like the smorgasbord, you know, the smorgasbord, whatever.
See,
Swedish idea. The more, the merrier.
Laura, I don't know about you. Morty, I don't know about you, but I have to eat them one at a time. I'm not a mixer. I like to taste the individual flavors.
And then savor the taste.
Right.
Well,
yes.
That's how I got strawberry cheesecake.
Yeah.
Mix them.
Yeah, some people.
Well, if this radio thing doesn't pan out, Morty.
Why not?
Maybe you fall back on Jelly Belly.
Telling me something?
This would be Morty. He'll be Morty Wonka and the Jelly
Belly. Yes, sign me up.
Morty Wonka.
Mortimer Wonka.
Mortimer Wonka.
I'll even wear the hat.
All right, okay. Laura, you have a great day.
Thanks, Laura.
You have a good one, guys. Please, Karen, thanks for everything. You're the best.
I can just imagine Morty with the top hat, the cane, the monocle, shouting,
my chocolate, my beautiful chocolate.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
How many times can you say 96.3 KKLZ in 10 seconds? Well, get ready to say it and win a little bit later on. Next hour, 8:40, we'll do that. Details coming up soon. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, 7:07. Tuesday, it's Tuesday morning. VGK, game 2 tonight against Dallas, Western Conference Finals. So let's see what happens there. They lost the first one. It was close. One zip.
Well, it was close. It was brutal, though. Man, it was brutal. Woo!
So Fleury was in goal for the Golden Knights.
Yeah.
And now tonight, I would think, Morty, it's going to be...
it's going to probably be Leonard.
Yeah, I would think so. And the debate goes on, and people protesting and everything else all over social media.
Because people have nothing else to do.
It's a game.
Yeah,
it's
a business. There's nothing else to do, right?
We just want to win. That's it. By the way, a footnote. The team that the Golden Knights beat last round, Vancouver, they're in big trouble. $45,000 fine by the league,
right?
For sneaking in a couple of strippers for their losing goalie.
You know,
I don't know what that says.
Oh man,
what's his name? Demko.
That was a rumor, by the way.
That's a rumor.
Yeah, that wasn't real.
Oh,
so but it should have been real because dude deserved it and more.
Yeah,
you deserve the whole strip club.
Sure, why not? Like, is that really going to inspire you?
And what do you
How
say
old
to your
are
team?
You that, yeah, yeah, I was really on my game because they sent me strippers. Jeez,
I'm playing for boobies.
Yeah, that's sure.
Not
why
to
not?
Mention, you just lost.
Yeah,
leave the bubble.
Right.
And do it, you know, off-site or something. But that was the rumor. That was the story. That's what you get.
Yeah,
when you play as well as he did in a losing effort, the team pools their money and gets a couple of strippers.
Right. So. Fake news!
We'll see what happens tonight.
I assume Canadian strip clubs, they're really nice over there.
Yeah, I bet
you
they are.
I know, they got to be really nice.
They get...
Hey, don't touch me there. No touching me there.
Thank you very much there. Yes. That was good.
That's right.
Well, tonight, VGK Dallas Game 2. And the best part about this whole thing, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's when they drop the puck, so good luck. Go Knights, go. Cloudy, windy, as you can see outside. The high of only 86 today, 89 tomorrow. It's still 90 out, so it's going to cool down a little bit.
Haven't reached our high yet.
No, not
it's
yet.
Going
but,
down.
We'll see what happens later this afternoon.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, after Labor Day, Mike, you mentioned it earlier. It's called Telephone Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
The reason it is because that is the day the most business phone calls of the year are made. Summer is over. People think that, back to business. We got to take care of business. So they just try to take care of all the business today.
Oh.
They say you'll get 50% more work calls today than normal on average. Now, you may not, but the other person may get 70% more. So, yeah, so about 50% more calls. So be
prepared.
That's
a real thing, then.
It is a real thing.
Wow.
Yes, it really is. Yeah. Yeah, the day after Labor Day, it's like, oh, back to work. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that comes from. Hey, Morty, you'll be glad to know this. And I got to be honest, a lot of people over the weekend were talking about this. There's been a petition, a change.org petition started, Save the Mexican Pizza at Taco Bell. Almost 20,000 people have signed this petition begging them not to remove this from the menu. This is a really popular item.
So do you think this is a ploy by Taco Bell to raise awareness or a marketing thing they're doing?
I don't think they really need it. I think they thought maybe they'll get rid of it and replace it with something else.
They've tried to get rid of it before.
Yeah. I don't know why all of a sudden. But, I mean, who knows? It might be.
Mm-hmm.
It might very well be.
And if it is, then good for them.
That's my childhood.
And you know what's funny?
it really was.
That's a lot of people are saying that. And you know who? The South Asian community loves this.
Oh.
They love the Mexican pizza. So this would not be a good thing for them. So we'll see. I have a feeling they won't get rid of this. I just don't think that they will.
I went and got one.
I really
one.
Don't.
I believe it was like Thursday when I heard the first of the news.
Yeah. Morty's on the street with his pad too, signing people.
I know. Excuse me.
Sign the petition.
I know. And for those of you asking, we have a lot of people listening elsewhere. Yes, the fire in California was because of a gender reveal party. That is no joke. A pyrotechnic that just went wrong. I don't know if they blasted it out of a cannon or what it was. But yes, and it's just over the hill from us. Mm-hmm. And that's why I still don't know if the baby's a boy or girl.
It's a boy.
Is it a boy?
It's a boy.
Was it? Okay. Because I know it'll be an asshat because of the parents. Excuse me. But come on.
And don't you
think
that
the people is what it was caused by?
That set this whole thing up, the pyrotechnics of all this.
Yeah.
Don't you think they would have said, hey, this might not be a good idea because it's around dry brush and trees and stuff like that?
Hi, half of our state is burning as it is, but you guys will be careful, right? Okay, good.
Here you go.
Yeah. I don't know.
Now I'm
going
to tiptoe away, but this just plug it in and push the button.
They said collectively, if throughout this entire year, it's 2.4 million acres burned in all of California.
They've got, like, I don't know, at least a dozen other fires burning right now, too, that they can't contain. So, yes, I mean, people have been asking, yes, that is not a joke.
What
a gender reveal party.
And again, by the way, it's a boy.
Okay. Or an envelope.
Good to know. You know what? You can all yell at me, but stop.
Yeah.
One more of these stupid gender reveal parties. Oh, the only two people that need to know are mom and dad. That's all. Then you can just call everybody. It's Telephone Tuesday. Guess what? We're having a boy. Hi, we're having a girl. Knock it off. It's just dumb, you big dummy heads. Oh, it's Tuesday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Our good friend Big Mike's on the phone. What's up?
I'm like Carla, thinking about that gender reveal party. I read this article, and what's funny is in this weather, to use any kind of smoke-generating pyrotechnic device, and that's not even the kicker. There's an article out right now about the lady that they credit for having started the whole concept of gender reveal, named Jenna Carbonides. And right now, she's from her hometown. These people, you guys have gotten way out of hand. She's in the evacuation watch area for the fire started by this device.
Like you said, Carla, I saw your post. Balloons, confetti, something.
Yeah, exactly.
But why even have it?
It's ridiculous, especially in this weather. But that's the kicker for me. That lady who created this whole craze is now having to worry about whether or not she's going to have to evacuate.
She feels horrible. She says she created a monster. What happened in 2008, she was pregnant with her now eldest child.
Uh-huh.
She announced the baby's sex by cutting into a cake filled with pink icing, and she wrote about it on a blog. That was all. And her post went viral, and then gender reveal parties were the big thing.
And so everybody started doing it a different way.
Yes, en masse and huge ways, as we saw over the weekend.
And this is what started this fire that we saw all the smoke from yesterday. Not only saw it, but started breathing it.
Oh, yeah.
You could smell it.
Yes.
It was awful.
Oh, it still is.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Wake me up.
This train is off the tracks. KKLZ.
Your chance to say it and win with the Mike and Carla Morning Show coming up next hour. 8:40 we'll do it. Details on our website, 963KKLZ.com, or tap the free KKLZ app. 7:35. Carla, read. Just tell everybody what your friend is doing.
Yeah. So I have a friend who, you know, kids are doing school from home. And my friend, her little boy, and he's 11 years old. He's having a little hard time, you know, focusing. A lot of kids. It's just hard, you know, doing it online. So she said, I found a great way.
This is awful.
What?
And I bet you if we open up the phone lines, people are going to say the same thing. But go ahead.
Well, so she said, I found a way to you know, help him focus and to give him food. You know, give him food. Nuts, crackers, whatever. If there's food, he focuses a little better.
Okay.
And then she kind of rewards him like, Morty, probably you do with Squish. With a treat. And her sister said, oh, that's a great idea. Well, their mom is like, no, it's not a good idea.
How
you
could
can't
it be a good
that.
Idea?
Well, if he's focusing on school,
if
then
you
that's great.
Hey, Junior,
but,
if you focus, you get food.
Yes, and if he's doing his work and he's taking his tests and that's
then
all
we'll give
good.
You a little bit more
but
food.
You know, I mean, I don't mean to, listen, it doesn't matter if you feel good about yourself, fine, but you know, you're 11 and you're going to like start packing on the pounds and I'm telling you right now, you're going to get a little older and you're going to be sorry that you did that.
So what is it under the category of you just do what you have to do to get them to focus?
I guess. I don't know if there are parents out there who are, I don't know what this is like on either end. I got together with a teacher friend of mine over the weekend, and he said, this is just, it's so weird. It's so weird trying to teach people. He's high school.
Right.
But, so I don't know. Are there little tricks that you have to use? Are you feeding? Do you keep a dog bowl by the computer for your kid?
And if they focus for 15 minutes, do you toss them a pretzel?
Toss them, yes, exactly. Here's a cashew. I don't know.
Mom and Dad, what are you doing to keep your... Aside from the fact if this is right or wrong,
right,
what are you doing within legal limits,
right,
to keep your kids focused?
Here, more coffee. Drink some more coffee.
Because
the espresso.
To me,
wow,
that just seems wrong.
I mean, I get...
I mean, what happens if he doesn't focus? He doesn't
eat? And she said, I'm hoping, you know, we don't have to keep doing it. It's like, what do you think, you're going to train him? You know, he's going to be Pavlov's dog? And, you know, I don't know.
He grows up. He gets older.
It's funny.
Hey,
but
I did a good job. Do I get a pizza or something?
I know. That's just it. It is funny. And maybe it is working. But, this is not good.
All right.
I don't think.
Mom and Dad, if you're listening, you got kids doing the Zoom school. How are you keeping them focused? Because you got to go 30 minutes on, I think, what is it, 10, 15 minutes off or something like that?
Yeah.
702-739-9636. I really want to find out where they live and just sneak something under the door.
Yeah.
Whether you focus or not, here's your little... And he's in a locked room, no windows.
You know, just blink if you need him to rescue you.
Under the door.
All right, text or call. Either way, we want to hear from you. How are you keeping your kids focused? And if you want to tell us if this is right or wrong, you can do that too. Text or call. We'd love to hear from you. Carla's friend is to keep her kids focused during this whole at school thing where everybody's doing it on Zoom.
Yeah.
Rewarding the kid to stay focused with food.
She's giving him food. Yes. I don't know. I'm not a parent. I can't say. If it's keeping him focused, he's, you know, he's an active kid, all that. But now Sherry said, I don't know that that's the best idea. Maybe like stickers or something like that.
Bribe
to keep
him
focused. Well, yes. That don't we anyhow? Bribe our kids. If you're good, I'll do this.
Okay.
If you're good, I'll do that. She said maybe something other than food. Somebody else wrote in and also said, I don't know that that's the best, not only weight gain, but I don't know what she's giving him, but cavities and things like that. I don't know. Now, one of our other listeners said, listen, there's no controlling them. Distance learning is hell. My husband and I are at work all day. I get phone calls at work from the teachers saying, can you make your kids sit down and focus? 8, 13, and 14-year-olds.
Oh, boy.
She said, you know what? Seriously, I'm at work.
Right.
You know, you take care of them. I am at work. I get it's hard. So maybe she's making the point that maybe that's how you help. Maybe you give them food.
Attach a string to a piece of bacon and just...
Yes, that's right. And hold it over the screen.
They should just give every kid a shot caller.
Well, there
and
you
the
go.
The teacher or the remote.
Sure.
You can't do that,
that's
Morty.
A Morty. Morty. Capital M, yeah. Morty.
My daughter, Kelly, with our grandson,
yes,
he goes to work with my son-in-law. His mom owns her own business. He works for her.
So he can, okay.
So they set up they set up Ethan in his own little room there.
Okay, so he can keep an eye on him.
Now, I don't know if that, I know there's a lot of parents that can't do that.
Right.
Aren't
right.
in that position, but that's how they handle the situation.
Well, is he giving Ethan snacks?
What? No.
You don't know, do you?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, wake up!
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
This hour, we're going to find out how many times you can say 96.3 KKLZ within 10 seconds. Get ready to play Say It and Win. Details coming up on that here in just a couple of minutes. 8:09 from last hour, more comments.
Yeah.
People texting in about the mom to keep her son focused.
My friend, yeah.
Is giving the kid food.
Yes, some
as
snacks.
A reward.
Yes, with Zoom school. Now, this is interesting. Nicole said, listen, we're not necessarily proud of what we're doing, but we're desperate. And let's face it, bribes work.
Mm-hmm. You do what you got to do.
Oh, my gosh. Shauna said, every kid's different. If that's what works for that kid and he's a healthy, active kid, I don't see an issue. As long as they're not withholding food. For my son, when he was younger, it was the fear of losing all his toys. I took them all away one time, and believe me, it only took one time.
Right. So normally, it takes just one time.
Yeah, but when you're, you know, plying them with food, I don't know. again. One. Jeez.
You know what? This is new ground for everybody. So
it is. It definitely.
All right. You see what's happening outside? Cloudy, windy today with the high of only 86. Now, when we came in this morning, it was 90. It was 90. It's 81 now.
Yeah. How about that?
So this we're going to try and reach the high of 86 today, 89 tomorrow, and then by the weekend back into triple digits. So we'll see what happens with that. It's, again, 81. Here we go. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw over the weekend Kanye West and Joel Osteen, they walked on water. During Kanye's Sunday service.
Nicely done.
In Atlanta. Barb, I don't know if you took this in or not. Now, unlike Jesus, they had a little platform underneath the surface of the water, but, you know, that's kind of cheating, but okay, whatever.
My sister Barb, who listens in Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah. I'm wondering if she went to Kanye and Joel Osteen's service.
Big fan.
I don't
big
know
fan.
If she went. Yeah, they walked on water, Barb. Walked on water. Can't see that just anywhere. Got to go to Atlanta for that. Anna Faris leaving the sitcom Mom after 7 seasons. This was interesting. I know.
This was big.
Yeah, very. She's just, you know, pursuing new opportunities. Now, she's done a lot of things along the way, and while still doing this show, she will not be recast. Alice and Janney will be, you know, still doing the show. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes, because they're really good together.
But hasn't Alice and Jenny been doing other stuff, too?
I don't know why she couldn't just maybe be a, you know, do it occasionally. But seems odd. But, you know, contracts, who knows?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's Folklore album, still number one, a 6th straight week. That gives her 46 total weeks with a number one album over her career. Now tying Whitney Houston's record for a female artist. Yeah, that's a big deal.
That's amazing.
At a whopping 30 years old.
I bought one.
I did too.
And it was signed by her.
Yeah, I know. That's cool. I got to get one of those. Yeah. I just bought it.
And just a little FYI, Zia Records restocked on them about a week ago. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't. You know.
Zia Records in Arizona.
After one today.
Yes, that's right. And I don't know if anyone saw this. I actually caught part of this, the new A&E documentary. It's The 9 Lives of Ozzy Osbourne. It premiered last night on A&E.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, do you have it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Yeah, they reminisced about a little quaint family moment back in 89.
Yeah,
Mike,
I recorded
go ahead.
It. Listen to this.
I felt the calmest I'd ever felt in my life.
He came into the room and he just said, "We've come to a decision that you've got to die." You know, he was calm, very, very calm, and then just suddenly he lunged across at me.
Wow.
Yeah, he was just whacked out high on
drugs. By the way, who's we?
Yeah, we. Yes, I know.
Who's
I don't
we
know who
decided?
We was. Yeah, I know. Ozzy and the people in his head, apparently.
Okay.
He went on to say, "It was not exactly one of my greatest achievements." You think, Oz?
And they're still married.
They are still married. Very happily married.
Wow.
So, wow. For now, that is my take. Sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Remember high school announcement, Mom? Remember this, Mom?
Yes. We've got spirit. Yes, we do. Yes. We've got spirit. How about you?
Well, I guess Carly was a big day in their house because she has more announcements.
Yes, and she just has one son at school.
One son.
Yeah.
That's it. Just
online.
One kid in the house.
Uh-huh.
Here she is. She's back.
Students. Morning announcements.
Oh, boy.
Choir auditions were held this morning, but unfortunately, you did not make it. The only person to make it was... Senior picture day is tomorrow. Bring your best smile and always remember, you're my baby. Baby, 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 baby.
Again, like you said, Carla, it's not like she has three or four kids.
I like the song. Get out.
Yeah, just the one kid. Get out. Oh, is that funny?
Oh, I like it.
We mentioned my sister Barb every once in a while, like you did a couple of minutes ago.
Yes.
She said hysterical. waking up kids, spirit. I remember the bell. Our parents woke us up with a bell that was hooked to a string at the bottom of the stairwell.
That's hilarious.
My sister Barb said that would be me.
Okay.
And she asked her son, my nephew David, how I woke him up.
Mm-hmm.
He said either the good morning song or it's time to make the donuts.
Oh, okay.
She would just walk in and time to make the donuts.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Some kids don't hear that. That's what, like the little bell?
Yeah.
Some kids just sleep through things big time. But as long as that worked for you, man.
I can't believe how many times myself, along with my brother and sisters, would say one day, aww, we're going to melt this bell down and toss it or
who
something.
Got that
I
bell,
have
by the
no
way.
Idea.
Do we know? Okay.
I have
all
no
right.
idea. I'm sure she's my mom's up in heaven ringing the bell.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I got the bell, okay?
Wake up.
You ready to say it and win?
Yes.
10 seconds. How many times can you say 96.3 KKLZ? For each time you say it within 10 seconds, $10 in free play at the Silverton, plus qualify for that awesome getaway for a family of four to Kanab. Ninth caller right now at 702-739-9636. You got to be over 21 years of age or older. 702-739-9636. Let's do it. Say it and win on 96.3 KKLZ. We have Liz on the phone. Liz understands the more times she says 96.3 KKLZ, within 10 seconds, she gets that amount of play, free play.
Yeah.
Over at the Silverton Casino Hotel and qualifies for the grand prize.
$10 for each time she says it, right?
Within 10 seconds.
Okay.
All right, Liz, so here we go. When she starts, you start the clock, Carla. Okay. On your mark, get set. Go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so the official count, 9 times. We are impressed. That was awesome.
Woo-wee.
Sounds like you were practicing.
That's good.
So 9 times. So you get $90 in free play over at the Silverton Casino Hotel, plus qualify for that family of four getaway to Kanab, courtesy of the Kane County Office of Tourism.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Now, be listening for your next chance to play tomorrow morning, 8:40. All the details, tap the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3KKLZ.com.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Imagine waking up and finding yourself high in the clouds, hurling towards Earth.
What?
Guy passed out while skydiving with his instructor.
Y'all bet.
When he woke him back up, he forgot where he was. He started screaming. This is what that sounds like.
Hey! Okay?
That's a boy! That's a man, by the way. I love
That's
it.
That's a man.
Yep.
Here it is.
Oh, like a little girl. Screaming.
Well, you
like
are falling towards Earth and you don't know where you are.
Well, yes. How do you fall? Jeez.
I like the instructor going, hey.
Hey.
What?
I know. You want to see this or not? Jeez, you paid good money to hang onto my back.
Oh, my gosh. And, of course, he peed his pants. Guy in Charlotte was caught on a gas station security camera trying to torch somebody else's car because they didn't have a jack he could borrow.
Oh, see? Okay.
Well, here's what happened, though. He accidentally set his own pants on fire.
Okay. All right. Well,
and he's running around.
Oh, gosh. Well.
You got to think things through.
It's unfortunate. It is. Listen, let's make fun of the kids this morning. A 2-year-old from Florida. Uh-huh. From Florida! Got his toilet training seat stuck around his neck. I don't mean to laugh, but
we do.
Ruben's mom called his father and said, listen, I cannot get this off. They couldn't get it off his neck, so dad, being handy, got a hacksaw
to
free his son. A hacksaw. saw, people, to get the toilet seat off of the little 2-year-old Reuben's head.
Oh, boy.
He's fine. He's going to be fine, but, yeah.
Luckily, it wasn't a blowtorch.
Yes, I know. Oh, man. And the demand for naked maids, has gone up substantially during the pandemic. Why, you ask, Mike and Morty? That's because more people are still home now. Mm-hmm. You know, why would you hire a naked maid if you're not going to be home to see her and chat with her? Of course, just talk. And but no, now it's just, it's like huge through the roof.
We have three.
Do you? Yeah. That's cool. I'm thinking maybe there's something out there for me. Mm-hmm. Why not?
You never know.
I just need one.
I know.
Three's a little weird.
It is kind of weird.
Three's weird.
But I'm afraid that's
just
the
need
thing.
One.
I'm afraid I'd show up to one of your homes and be going, ow, that's who you got.
Can you come back?
This is who we got? All right. No, go ahead. Just get the baseboard.
You called late.
Yes, that's right. You got to book early. Yeah. Sorry.
For all the good ones.
What?
Whoops.
What?
Crumbs on
hashtag
the floor.
Carla's boobs. What do you need? Yeah, I do, Windows. I sure do. All right. You got some crackers, trail mix, something like that? Good to go.
That would be hilarious.
Yes, it would.
You know, in your big cotton robe or something. And then, right. All right, you ready to clean? Here's the show.
I got my mask on. What? What do you need? Come on, I'm naked. That's all you said. You said naked. I'm naked. All right,
I keep the mask on.
Yes, that's right. And the glasses don't come off either. Okay, if I'm cleaning, I got to see. It's Tuesday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start your day on a positive note. This is a fun story and a good story. Guy in New York nearly drowning when his kayak tipped over in the lake. He literally was praying for help. Well, along came a group of priests on a floating tiki bar who pulled him to safety. Listen to this.
Started waving my hands for help, and nobody was seeing me.
And he said, I never thought that the bar would be the one that saves me.
I just tried to make light of a crazy experience, and I was very grateful in the moment.
Yeah, I would say so. Yes, a floating tiki bar, a bunch of priests on it. Now, he says the fact that it was a tiki bar is ironic, because he is a recovering alcoholic. So, man, help comes in all forms, I'll tell you. Yeah, I know it. I had a few people send me this story over the weekend, so I definitely wanted to mention it. Good for him.
Nicely done.
Yes, no kidding. Hello, somebody.
Father Mulcahy.
Yes, I know, right?
From MASH.
Wow.
All right. Well, if you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Or better yet, a local feel-good story. I'm sure we have a few.
Yes, please.
Dial us up while we're on the air. 702-739-9636. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your next future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Recapping the show, well, things people are doing to get their kids to focus during Zoom school.
Just eat something. I'll give you food. Watch the monitor.
Please. I have a couple of pretzels over here.
Poor kid.
Yeah.
I know.
All right.
I know.
Also, school mom is back.
Yes,
school
she
mom
is
back with special announcements.
The only person to make it was... Senior Picture Day is tomorrow. Bring your best smile and always remember, you're my baby.
Yeah. You're my baby. And then the kid, of course.
Get out.
Get out. Okay, and thank you to everybody who tuned in yesterday. Rockstockapalooza 2.
Yeah.
Off the charts. We had a good time with it, and hopefully you enjoyed it.
It was a blast. It was really nice. Got some great feedback, so I'm glad you guys had fun.
And glad that the wind didn't come until this morning.
Yeah, I know.
Knock everything down, but glad you enjoyed it. All right, Wendy Rush coming in next. You enjoy your day. We're back tomorrow with another round of Say It and Win.
Yay.
Looking forward to that. Tune in 8:40. We'll have that for you. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's
the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.